Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, it's Jordan Younger, your host of the Balanced Blonde Soul on Fire podcast. Here we go deep on all things astrology, awakening, wellness, motherhood, channeling, aliens, and so much more. We have deep conversations. We go to other realms. It's a lot of fun. So stick around. Let's dive on in. I cannot wait to connect. Hello, and welcome back to the show. I'm so happy that you're here. If this is your first time tuning in because you are a fan of Tezza, then welcome. And who isn't a fan of Tezza? I love her. She was such a manifested guest. She is an OG influencer. She is a fashion icon. She's an entrepreneurial powerhouse. And this conversation is so fun. We talk about creativity, how to find your passion, building a business with your husband, which they do so well. We talk about why all the best bloggers come from Utah. It's true. We also talk about being mothers, given that we are both mothers to freshly turned two-year-olds. Our kids are only about a month apart, and it has been so fun to follow her motherhood journey for all this time. And it was just so fun to connect in person. Tezza is radiant inside and out. She is truly as inspiring as they come. And we're just going to get into all of it today. And before we do, I wanted to thank you guys so much for supporting the launch of our meditation platform. It has been so exciting and truly surreal to have the platform out in the world. It is called the Soul on Fire Meditation and Membership Platform, just like this podcast. And we are still celebrating our launch week with founding members pricing, giveaways. We have a live event on Monday. We have our first live event of many. So on Monday, February 12th, we are doing an astrology forecast with my mentor, Eric. You guys have to join. You have to be a part of this. It's going to be so special. I will also be guiding us in a live meditation flow. And tomorrow, I'm shooting a bunch of yoga videos. So far in the platform, we have 60 recordings of meditations, affirmations, pep talks, yoga flows, Pleiadian wisdom channelings, spiritual channelings from other realms, angel frequencies, amazing stuff. And some of you have requested video. So even though I am in my second trimester of pregnancy, I am going to get on the mat and teach some yoga flows, old school style, which, as some of you probably remember, was what I used to do full time way before having a podcast or anything, was teaching yoga. I have 800 hours of yoga teacher training, and it's been really, really fun to put it to use. So we have the links to join us in the show notes, or you can just go to my website, thebalancedblonde.com, and click the membership tab at the top for all the details. We have monthly pricing and we have yearly pricing. Right now, they are at an all-time low. before next week is when they're going to go up to what the regular pricing will be and where it will stay for a while. But right now we have a very, very special launch pricing for you guys. If you sign up for the yearly, you get a whole month for free. We're doing giveaways. We're doing exclusive chats with me, so much stuff. So please, please, please join us. And without further ado, let's get into this conversation with Tezza. Tezza's so special. She was definitely a manifested guest, and we made it happen. So let's dive on in. Yay. Well, I'm so happy that you're here. Do I call you Tezza or Tessa?
Always the question. I had to. It's whatever you want. But I actually like introduce myself now as Tezza.
You do?
Like, because it was a nickname my friends gave me. Uh-huh. And that's how it became like my brand name.
Yeah.
So I had like all my best friends calling me that. And then now it's like kind of my name. My mom even is like calling me Tezza at this point.
That's amazing. So where did the nickname come from?
My best friend in college, actually. Like, it's not even that cute of a story. She just always called me, like, my middle name's Marie, and she called me Tezza Marie. It was, like, always the nickname.
Uh-huh.
And so I had a blog, like, a million different blogs at the time. And then one day I was like, oh, Tezza's kind of fun. Like, I love the double Z's. It's kind of different, kind of like an alter ego to, like, showcase my creative work. So
yeah,
here we are.
I love that.
Yeah.
So a million different blogs that you had. Like, what were all the, were they, like, fashion? Were you on Tumblr? Like, when was this?
All the things, girly. Like, I actually started my first blog when I was 14, so.
That's amazing.
It's long ago. I'm, like, old at this point.
Yeah. Was it on, like, Zynga?
I don't even, like, remember how. I was, like, I remember feeling like I hacked some code to start it.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, you don't really understand the internet at that point. Mm-hmm. But, like, the first one was called Brain Litter. And it was, like, kind of everything from, I was a songwriter and a musician, so it was, like, poems and pictures and kind of just like inspiration. I did Tumblr, and like when I was 16, Facebook came out, and I actually got like big on Facebook as a photographer. Like, I started growing like a following on Facebook. That was like kind of when I first started seeing like, oh, you can like talk and build a community online. Because when I was blogging, I wasn't really doing it like how you would if you were doing it as a career. I just didn't even understand how to do it. I just used it as like a place to post. So,
totally.
Yeah.
So Facebook, wait, that's amazing.
So
like your
no
social media audience dates back to Facebook.
It does. Yeah.
That's
like
incredible.
It wasn't like that big or I don't even, you know, at the time it felt big to me.
Totally. I'm sure it was big.
Community.
Yeah. But. Wait, that's amazing. We have that in common. I started blogging in a way in like middle school.
Oh my gosh.
But on Zynga and also on all these random sites. Like, and I would try to figure out like the coding to do like the font colors and all the different things.
Yes, it was so hard.
It was so hard back then because there was just no blueprint.
No, but it was rewarding. It was like, if you got that color, you were like, yes, I nailed it.
Yes, totally. And I would do these like fading colors, like the ombre type of thing. I don't even know how I did that.
We need to bring it back.
I know, we do.
That sounds cute.
Yes. Okay, so you were always creative and always into photography and writing.
Yes, you know, I just love it. I think I always talk about this, but it's like my family, everyone. That's just what we do. Art, creativity, entrepreneurs. It's like, if you don't do that, you're kind of like the weird one in the family. Mm-hmm. So like
that's
everyone
so cool.
From cousins to siblings to parents, it's like in the blood. So it was really, I feel like, such a beautiful way to grow up. I didn't realize how special it was till I got older. Just to have a place where like being creative was really welcomed and like encouraged. And so like when I got older, I was like, oh wow, like other people don't think like this or appreciate it like this or even think you can be successful and creative.
Yeah.
Like that just was, now I feel like that's kind of a mindset.
Yeah.
But back in the day, that was just really not what people were thinking.
No.
So, I mean, I did music for a lot of years and loved that. Still might go back. You never know.
Yeah, but that would be so cool.
Yeah, we'll see. But photography really like was where everything came together for me. I was like, okay, I loved making clothes. I loved storytelling. And when I kind of picked up a camera and could say so much with just one picture, I was like, this is where I want to be. I studied photography in school. And that's when like Instagram came out. yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. Then that's when everything really kind of like picked up and started rolling.
But. So you started your Instagram. Was it like the beginning of the Instagram days, which was like 2011, like 12, those kind of eras?
That's when And like I loved posting because no one I knew had Instagram.
Uh-huh.
So it was like, oh, cool. I can like connect with all these other people that have this. It was just like this amazing escape for me as a creator. And then I was in photography school and all the photographers were like, this is so dumb. Now everyone thinks they're artistic and yada, yada. And I was like, wait, no, this is so cool. Like everyone's looking at the world differently. And now people are paying more attention to what we're doing because like we have so much to say as, you know, photographers and creating these brands. And so that's kind of how, you know, building my social media like community was really about. I don't know that I thought this quite at the beginning, but I was so obsessed with sharing photography and taking all of these pictures and like people being just asking so many questions, how can I do this too? And I realized like, wow, that's actually what I love is like helping people also create and getting them excited about it because everyone should be able to feel the way I did growing up.
Like,
this should be an inclusive space. And so that's kind of how I feel like has always kind of stayed with me from the beginning to even who I am now and what I'm doing now.
That's so cool. You're so lucky that you grew up in such a creative family. That's something that I wish I had. Like I'm kind of like the creative one in my family. And it's just amazing to look around and have like your parents and your siblings and your cousins all doing different creative things.
Yeah.
It's really inspiring.
It was really special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that you mentioned, so you went to Parsons, right, for photography?
I started there for fashion design.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I actually switched. It's a, I can get all thing. Into it if you want.
Okay. So but. I went to the new school also.
Oh, you did? Oh.
I went for creative writing and I had a similar experience to you where I was actually there for grad school and everybody said, and I was already on Instagram and I already had my blog. This was like 2013 and 2014. And everybody there was saying, this is not writing. This is not publishing. That's Instagram. Like, how could anyone on Instagram think that that's real poetry or like that's not edited? And, you know, it was just so looked down upon.
Right.
And that was something that I related to that I've heard you talk about before, too, how you really embraced the social media space of creativity. The old schools were like, no, this is just, you know, some app.
Yeah. It is so crazy. I feel like, you know, that's pretty common in I'm sure it's happening now again, like to other people, whatever they're doing, it's going to end up being so amazing and beautiful. And like people are gonna be like, duh, should have thought like that. Uh-huh. So it's so like cool to be able to look back now that we've been in the space for so long and be like, yeah, we were right. We followed our intuition. And I think, you know, for sure, I had friends making fun of me. I had, you know, people saying this is not a real career. That's just like common. But that's just people that are jealous that you're doing what you want to do. And
exactly.
I think like, if you're listening and you feel that way, you just keep going because it's going to turn into something good.
Yeah, just keep going.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, so you were doing social media. And then when did it kind of take a turn into something that you were doing full time?
Well, I was really focused on photography, but like social media was just the way I was connecting with people through it. It wasn't like a career per se at that point. My husband and I, we got married and I was like, I got to get out of Utah. We were living in Utah at the time and I want to move to New York. And he was like, let's do it. We had no reason to really move there other than just calling our name. And so we moved there and I had like, I don't know, probably like 50,000 followers. And a brand reached out and was like, we want to do a collab. And I made like a couple $100. I was like, great. I can put money towards rent because rent is so expensive in New York. And then an agency reached out and they were like, we'd like to represent you. And I thought it was like a scam. Because like, you know, modeling agencies back in the day that would reach out.
Oh, totally.
They were like totally scams.
Like, is this real?
Yeah. So I took the meeting anyway. I was like, whatever, let's see what this is about. And then when they were like explaining like how I could run this as a business, I was like, oh, okay. And now I see the potential here. So I started really taking posting seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of so that was in like 2016. And so that was really kind of like where I started just leaning into posting every single day, connecting with my community, like launching products.
All the things. Yes, the collage kits you had.
Oh, look at you. You know it all.
I know all the things. You have your the sunglasses, which are amazing.
Oh, thank you.
And then the app.
Yeah.
Okay, so I am like the biggest user of the Tezza app. I'm obsessed.
Thank you.
Along with all the other millions of people.
We're trying. Like,
how does it feel to have curated an entire creative landscape for social media?
Wow, wow, wow. That's a big compliment.
It's true, though. I mean, your style now, like, that has become so many people's style because you've shared it through your app.
Yeah. Well, that's really sweet. I honestly, that's the biggest compliment to me because I just think, I remember, like, when I realized I had something different and people were recreating pictures, like, I was creating pictures and I was like, okay, people are really interested in this space and wanting to, like, push their limits. And so many people would just send me messages, like, you made me feel like I could create and like I now quit my day job and I'm doing this and like all, you know, all that kind of stuff. And that is just like gold to my ears. I'm like, yes, my mission, you know, to help everyone kind of like live this art of life that I really believe in. But the app really, you know, has been probably the most fun thing I've ever done because I realized maybe even more than just the act of like viewing a picture and like getting a final result. Like I actually love the creative process and like sharing it with people and watching other people have their own process. And so being even just like a little piece of someone's process is so cool.
Yeah.
And making a product that, you know, someone needs and uses every day and like supports their careers. And it's just been like so much fun. And I'm constantly like having to up my creative skills. People are like, we want this. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, like it's time
I think
for
I can
more.
Make it. Like, let me go try, you know? So it's so fun to have a product that the community is so involved in too.
Yeah. I know that's the cool thing is you guys are always updating it. Like, it's never just kind of remaining the same. There's always new filters. There's always new campaigns. Just really cool things that you're doing in there.
Yeah, we're trying. We're trying.
Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, so today we are talking about one of my favorite holistic wellness brands, Boncharge. They have a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every single way. They are founded on science and inspired by nature, and all of their products adopt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. They have an extensive range of premium wellness products that help you sleep better, perform better, have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list goes on. They have blue light glasses, which I'm wearing as we speak. They have red light therapy, EMF management, circadian friendly lighting, and they also help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly and with maximum impact. by far, my favorite product that they have is their infrared sauna blanket. So I love all things infrared sauna. You can detoxify with infrared sauna. You can burn calories. But also, the way that it works is that sweating helps to flush heavy metals and other toxins out of your body. It elevates the heart rate while you're relaxing. So it releases endorphins, which can leave you feeling so good. It's super easy to set up. It takes less than a minute. And you can enjoy a session for 30 to 40 minutes while you're just relaxing. It's amazing. And also, you can store it really easily. It has very, very low EMF compared to other brands. And I just feel so good when I do the sauna. Bonchard ships worldwide in rapid time. There is free shipping on every sauna blanket with no hidden costs. They also have easy returns and exchanges with a 30-day trial and 12 months warranty. So go to bonchard.com/balanced and use coupon code balanced to save 15%. That is bonchard.com/balanced and use coupon code balanced to save 15%.
Hey, friend, I'm Nicole Walters, mom of three, your internet bestie, and founder of Inherent Learning Company. If you're looking for the motivation you need to pursue a life of purpose, then join me each week on the Nicole Walters podcast as I share my hard-learned lessons and answer your DMs about life, business, and everything in between. We'll laugh, we'll cry, and we'll grant ourselves grace as we do life together. Check out the Nicole Walters podcast every Tuesday here on Dear Media. You can listen anywhere you listen to podcasts.
What's your favorite filter at the moment?
My favorite, like, it's a combo. So I love, in the film shop, we have disposable. Mm-hmm. And so I love using disposable because it actually gives that kind of film look if you turn it down to like 20. And then I add a little cocoa on top.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just kind of gets this perfect blend. If you use it on a flash photo, it's like chef's kiss.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I need to try it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I always use vintage, and yes, then I bring it classic. Like down a little bit.
Yeah.
But I love, you know, it just makes everything pop, like the skin tone. And just, yeah. I just love
with
that
your
one.
Eyes. Yes, I could
it's
see that
my
for
fave.
You.
That's and cute. Then I'll put a little bit of, I don't even know how to say this word, but like classe.
It's classe. It depends what, like it's actually German, and it's a German film camera that I
oh,
am
cool.
obsessed with. But so you would say classe, but mm-hmm. Everyone says classe.
Okay,
classe. I
yeah.
don't know. Whatever
yeah,
so you
I like,
want to say.
I like both of those.
Cute.
I like the warm one and the
yes.
other one.
Okay,
and then
cute.
I'll bring it down a little bit. Like.
Love.
I use it all. I use it for everything.
Okay, good. Yeah. I love to hear it.
Yeah.
We're working on a lot of new like video content
oh,
stuff.
Oh, cool.
So I'm excited about that, which is like a fun new challenge.
Yeah. That's so exciting.
Yeah.
And what's it like working with your husband? Because he's the developer, right? And then you guys have created this business together.
We have. Yes. I'm so lucky that I get to work with somebody that, I don't know. It's like, I definitely when we just were shooting together, when we started in our careers working together, that was more challenging than it is now. So if you're struggling, don't worry. Mm-hmm. We all go through it, even still
yes.
to this day. But like when we both share such like the same vision for the product, it's so fun to work together because we're so passionate about it. We could talk about it all day, mm-hmm. every day. So we just have, it's like, sometimes we're like, this is so fun. I can't believe this is our job, you know?
Yeah.
And he really taught me so much just because he started as a developer and I kind of wrote him off as not very creative in the beginning, which uh-huh. was so like against everything I believe. And so it taught me a good lesson. But the way he would talk about code was just so poetic. And he's like, you create something out of nothing. And that's why I want to do this. Cause he, you know, and I was just like so inspired. And so when we came up with the idea to start the app, it was really such a good combination of the like things
yeah.
we're both passionate about. And still to this day, like, I think we feel like we, you know, it still feels like we just started it, you know?
Yeah, that's amazing.
So it's fun.
And what are your roles? Like, do you guys have like a CEO role or that kind of thing?
We're both kind of like co-CEOs at this point. We'll see how that goes. We're really hiring a lot of people right now. So
Ooh.
It's like fun and stressful all at the same
yeah.
time.
And managing a team yeah. is hard.
It really is. When your job goes from like getting to just create and make fun stuff to having to manage, people are just answer messages all day. You're like, this isn't what I want to do.
No, I've had but, that experience.
You know, yeah, it comes with like growing up.
It comes with it. Yeah. Yes.
So I can't complain too much. But yeah, right now we both kind of do that. He definitely handles more of the product side of things and I handle more of the marketing creative side mm-hmm. of things. But at the end of the day, we kind of are married in this, mm-hmm. in that. We're actually yeah. married, and then we're married in the, yes. in the things we do. But yeah,
and you guys have known each other since you were born, right?
Yes, it's so
that is my
crazy.
Favorite thing.
It's wild.
Yeah,
we literally have videos at each other's first birthday parties. Like I was at the hospital when his brother was born, when we were kids. Like uh-huh. we go all the way back. So
that is the dream.
It's really
so.
Fun.
Do your parents are your parents and his parents like so close?
Yeah, they're like, they both still live in Utah, so they'll uh-huh. call us and be like, we're going out to dinner tonight, or we always spend Christmas Eve all together, and
yeah,
it's really fun, and
that's
we all
so
have
special.
Siblings that are like similar ages, so.
So cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
You never know. Maybe our kids are going to get married. We'll see.
I know,
like,
right?
Stay tuned.
Coco and Atticus.
We got to.
They're only 1 month apart. And,
okay.
Okay, so here's a crazy story for you, because I've always been such a fan of everything that you do. And then when you announced your pregnancy and I was pregnant, I was so excited. And I remember trying to figure out, like, well, I wonder when she's due. And, like, we're right around the same time. Like,
yeah.
I think I was, like, 4 weeks behind you. And then when you had Coco, what was the day? Was it like November
22nd?
So November 22nd. I thought I was in labor on November 22nd, really early, like a month early. I was having contractions, but then I learned I had something called prodromal contractions for a month. So that was like the first day.
That sounds
so
violent.
I was in the hospital.
I'm
it was
sorry.
Awful. No, I was just in the hospital that day, like trying to see, am I in the early stages of labor?
Right.
And I wasn't, but I was like, seeing on the monitor all these like women who were actually deep in labor, and I was so jealous because I'm like, I'm so done.
Just get this out.
I'm so done. I can't do this. Anyway, I remember seeing
That's
later
so
that day you had given birth on that day. And
That's
it was
so
just
funny.
It's been so special to watch Aww. From afar the whole journey of
yeah.
like just stepping into motherhood.
Yeah, how's it going for you?
I mean,
we were just talking about it in the hallway.
Yeah, having a 2-year-old yeah. is a whole different thing.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you hear about things like I had heard about the terrible twos, quote unquote. And I just thought it was such a stereotype. It's
right.
like, how could that
we're
be
not
true?
Gonna have that, like,
not for my perfect child. Like, no, and it's so true. And all the stages have been that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been so fun.
It's
been
so fun. It's
the
like
best
everything.
Time of life, but wild. Like the beginning was so hard, just like running a business and not knowing,
yeah.
like, do I want a full-time nanny? Like all the things. How
all
has that
things.
Been for you?
No, girl. I mean, every day is just like a question mark. Sometimes uh-huh. you're like, I don't
yes.
know. I'm just winging it. Like, I think she got in trouble at school yesterday. So I'm just like, what am I supposed
oh,
to
she
do?
In school?
Discipline?
Yeah.
It's like a pre-school
yes, yes.
thing.
Uh-huh.
She just needs like more kids around.
Yeah.
So
totally.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's going good. I think, you know, motherhood is crazy. And I always knew I wanted to do it. My mom had 5 kids.
That's amazing.
And I'm like way behind with just one. She's like chip chop woman. I'm like, yeah, yeah, I got it. And she was a
yes.
career, like she was my idol growing
yeah.
up. So I still am like, how did you do it? I don't understand. But yeah, it's wild. I don't feel like I have any like great answers other than you just become better at managing your time
mm-hmm.
and you kind of figure it out as you go. And it's
totally.
Like the coolest, best thing in the world
it
to
is.
Have somebody. I don't know. Like for me, the experience of having a kid is just, every day you wake up and somebody's so happy to be alive and you're just like, yes.
Yes.
Me too. Let's go. Like,
yeah.
Let's have fun. Like, why would I be upset about, I don't know, some work thing? Like, I can be
totally.
Happy.
Totally.
Yeah.
yeah. It reminds you to see the world through their eyes, which is
yeah.
everything's exciting.
It really
like, yeah,
is.
Yeah. Atticus like, this morning, he wakes up, he's throwing all of his toys out of the crib. He's laughing hysterically. Yeah. And I'm like, wow, okay, I guess I'm awake. Like, I guess
yeah.
we're on.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no, you definitely don't get
there's
to,
no
like,
downtime.
Yeah,
yeah,
or
it's
be
so
as
different.
Spontaneous. But
true.
We can try.
Yes, we can try. Well, we can definitely. I feel like if anybody can still live the adventurous life, it's you. I mean, I've oh. seen you, like, traveling with her in Europe and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So it can be done.
It can be done.
It can be done. We went to Spain with Atticus.
Yeah, you'll
it's
be sweating
lot,
just a little bit more.
Yeah,
but like,
it's really hard. It doesn't feel like vacation,
yeah.
but you're still living your life.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you feel like you want more kids?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
for sure. Hopefully.
Yes,
if I can.
Yes. yes.
You know, you're just grateful that you can get what you can get. But
of course.
I would love, yeah, love to have one or we'll see.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't want to say it too
yeah,
loud.
I know. I always said that I wanted 3.
Yeah.
My husband and I, we are always like,
Well, I was the one who always said three, and he used to want two. And then he was like, okay, we could have three.
Yeah.
But after having one, I was like, you know, two is yeah. also fine.
Two, like two, you have one. You can, yes. A car mm-hmm. can stay smaller.
Yes.
House can stay smaller. Like everything just, it gets yeah. a little harder with three. But
totally.
But I think I want three too.
I still want three.
It goes so fast.
Yeah, it does. And yeah. people say to think about when you're older and what do you want the Thanksgiving table to look like and yeah. stuff. And I want all of it. I want True. All the family around.
I know. Do you have siblings?
I have half siblings.
Okay.
So I'm the youngest and I have three half siblings.
Okay, that's
a good
amount.
Well, they're quite a bit older. So okay. I actually grew up kind of like an only child until they started to have kids. So then I have nieces and nephews who are like 6 years younger than me and then 10 years younger. So we're all over the place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know. I think that's, yeah, it's like fun having people around on the hall. I mean, you know, we were just talking about this, yeah. but I love to host and have
yeah.
like people around. So we'll see. I have, you know, obviously my siblings and I are super, super close. And literally my brothers call me every day. I'm like, I don't have time to chat, but I love that you're FaceTiming me yeah. literally every day to ask about what shoes you should wear. But
that's
it's so,
so
fun.
Cute.
And I know Coco, my daughter would love having yeah. siblings. Like she's basically begging. She sees yeah. little kids and she goes up and gives them hugs. I'm like, that's a little aggressive.
Oh
Maybe
gosh.
Let's like ask first.
Yeah,
you know?
That's how Atticus is too.
Okay,
wait, they need to play.
They need to hang.
They'll be
yeah.
so cute together.
Yeah.
Are you the oldest in your family?
I have an older brother.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm kind of like the oldest.
Mm-hmm.
We're only two. I mean, we're 2 years apart, so it's like we're kind of the same.
Yeah, the oldest vibe.
Yeah.
Like the, I mean, the maternal, like nurture. Yeah. That's how yeah. the girls are.
It's true. It's mm-hmm. true. Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, so I think all of our OG listeners know that I definitely struggle with sleep. So lately, I've been lying awake for hours, which is nothing new for me, physically exhausted, just trying to fall asleep, but I can't because my mind is so wired. So ever since I started taking Magnesium Breakthrough, I've been able to quiet my mind and get such a better sleep. This is something that you guys have to know about. It's amazing. I love it. And unlike other magnesium supplements that might be giving you one to two forms of magnesium, Magnesium Breakthrough contains all seven forms of magnesium designed to help you calm your mind and help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. Not only does it help you sleep better, it also calms your mind and allows you to feel grounded and relaxed during the day, but especially before you go to bed. It can also help to improve digestion, supports muscle recovery, and supports healthy bone density, which are all so important. So don't miss out on the most relaxing sleep ever with Magnesium Breakthrough. For an exclusive offer for my listeners, go to buyoptimizers.com/balancedblonde and use promo code balancedblonde during checkout to save 10%. You guys will absolutely love this. You have to let me know what you think. Again, that is bioptimizers.com/balancedblonde and use promo code balancedblonde. Okay, so it's no secret that I always feel better with a good manicure, but it is crazy how long I go between going to the salon to get my nails done. If you guys get your nails done frequently, you would die at how infrequently I go. And this is why I am absolutely in love with Olive & June's system. So you can do their mani system, their pedi system, or their press-on system at home. And I prefer doing it at home. I'm a mom. I'm also pregnant. I just don't really enjoy sitting at a salon. I think some people do. I definitely do not. And this is everything that you need from Olive & June for a salon quality manicure at home. It's all in one box. So they have salon grade tools designed just for DIY. You can customize it with your choice of 6 different polish colors. The polish doesn't chip and it lasts 7 days or more. And it breaks down to just $2 per manicure. I'm definitely not one of those people who's really good at doing my nails. I never have been. So because their mani system makes it so easy, my nails look amazing now. They look salon quality and they feel salon quality, but I get to do it at home. I definitely always love a light pink color. And I just love Olive & June because they have so many cool colors. I love the names of all of their colors. And it is my goal to one day have them name the Jordan or the Balanced Blonde so that we can all have like a really pretty bubble bath light pink color. That's the vibe. It's better than gel. You're going to love it. Easy removal, only $10 a set. And they also have quick dry. Visit oliveandjune.com/balanced for 20% off your first system. That's OliveandJune.com/BALANCED for 20% off your first system. So, Utah, I have a question for you about Utah. All of the bloggers, all of the most creative people come out of Utah. What is it?
I know. Everyone always asks this question. And like, I've been with Utah people. We've sat down. We've tried to figure it out.
Yes.
One, it's like you're really encouraged to. It's because of the Mormon culture. Like everyone does music and stuff growing up. So that kind of instills a little bit of this creative vibe, I think. And then it's so beautiful there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so you kind of just think, wow, I should take a picture of that because it's so beautiful. So I kind of think there's something about that that's interesting. And then, you know, back in the day, this is what I've heard some of the older bloggers say. So I don't know, because I didn't have this experience growing up, but their moms and grandmas and stuff would like do a lot of scrapbooking and documenting and stuff like that. And so I feel like that's how blogging became for them with like recipes and travel and this and that. And so that's why a lot of like them started, like that generation was blogging so much.
That makes sense.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And everyone's just like, honestly, really pretty there. It's weird.
I know. Beautiful.
So the, I don't know.
It's
something's wild. Happening.
It's like you can see the most like successful and popular bloggers. They're always from Utah, like no matter what.
I don't know. There's a there.
Well, but no, okay, no, but now, no. Now for everybody. But I guess going back like 10 years ago,
true,
when it was a newer thing,
mm-hmm,
I don't know. Maybe just a couple people started doing it, and then it became more known in the community.
Yeah,
the blogging,
I think just
like
a couple
thing
of the like the big ones got so big. But it is interesting. Like this is, I feel like I don't even know why I'm saying this, but if I maybe I shouldn't even say
no,
it.
No, say it.
Well, and just like in Utah, it's so much cheaper to live there, right? So you can have more that seems more luxurious or something. Whereas if you're living in like a more expensive city, you might be, I don't know, you can't build like that big of a home, but you could in Utah.
I think about that all the time.
So it maybe seems like it's like, you're, you know, I don't know.
I know. No, I'm like, should I move to Utah? Should I move to like Montana so that I could like build a beautiful home? Yeah, totally. It's so different.
So there's maybe a little bit of that perception.
Yes. Well, it's also like the small town living or the smaller town living is fun to follow when you live in a city, too.
Yeah, true. Yeah, you and vice versa.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's inspiring all the way around.
Yeah,
So did you grow up Mormon?
I did. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And my family, you know, some of them are still in, some of them are out. I feel like it's cool that, you know, Utah's changing a bit and just the culture's getting a little bit more open, since when I grew up there, it was very one way. Mm-hmm. And I did move when I was quite young. I lived in New York when I was 16 by myself. And that taught me a lot of just about, you know, people and culture and how to think for myself. So I was grateful for that experience, because I feel like as I got older and was able to make my own choices, like I found my own path and way. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was like, I definitely think, you know, growing up with a family being so close was really special. And I don't know if that would have happened. You know, it's like you don't know your experience otherwise if you didn't have that. So I am grateful for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah.
I know, it feels like everybody who I've met who's grown up religious, or whether any religion really, like usually it's a positive experience of like close family, good values, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. There's definitely a lot more that comes
with
it.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot more.
That's a whole other combo.
Totally. Yeah. I'm fascinated by all things Mormon. I'm fascinated by religion. Like, mm-hmm. I'm obsessed.
Yeah. So I know. I've actually listened to a couple of your episodes about just like, well, no, more on just like spirituality. Because I feel like that's been an interesting journey for me, just kind of trying and finding different things. I still don't even know, you know, where I am, but always kind of searching. So I find it interesting all the different conversations you have with other people about that. But yeah.
What has your spiritual journey looked like as you've started to like explore some different stuff?
Oh gosh. I haven't even like ever spoken about this in like ever. I don't know. I think I definitely know I believe in like energy, and I think, you know, whatever you're doing is going to live on pretty much in some way, shape, or form. And so I do love that concept, because I think it just inspires me to continue to like be my best self and live my best life, mm-hmm. to kind of like inspire other people around me and to leave something good behind. I had a sister that passed away when I was 19 and she was 17. And that kind of, I think, for a lot of like my family, that brought them closer, mm-hmm. to their beliefs. For me, it kind of made me confused, and I was mad. Obviously, I was just like so young and felt like I knew what I wanted in my life, and then I had no idea what to do. It was like my sister and I were going to, had all these plans, you know, and it really taught me a lesson of just like, you know, every single day is so beautiful and is a gift, and you better just take it and do what you want to do and follow your, you know, your dreams. It sounds mm-hmm. so cheesy, but it really is something that it woke me up. Like, I was already doing that, but that made me, it left me no choice.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like I'm still on that journey, you know, every day of just like never second guessing myself, but constantly following my intuition and being open for whatever is, you know, in front of me, and being open enough to let like those things in,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Totally.
I don't know. This is a deep question.
No, it's an amazing answer. Well, I've heard you, I was listening to you on another podcast. I heard you talk about manifesting and how like you have worked with energy to manifest certain things in your life. And I thought that that was so cool, because I'm obsessed with manifestation and it makes sense that you have kind of harnessed like all of that energy to create the amazing things that you've brought into the world.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, what podcast?
Okay, it was I need to go back and listen. Love her. She's a dear friend.
She's
Dream Bigger podcast.
Yes.
I was listening to it while I was getting ready today.
Nice.
Just to kind of like be in your energy. Cute. And then I saw that it was 2 years ago, and like, not that that matters, but I'm like, oh, we've got like
we've
lots
got
of updates.
We've got an update. No, yeah, that's interesting.
But
I definitely also think like there's this book. What is the book called? This always happens to me. I want
to
like bring up something and I can't.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. Anyway, but I do think manifesting is, even like my mom is so not she would never talk about manifesting or these kinds of things, but she definitely is doing it in a different way. And she almost has like no room for believing that it wouldn't like happen.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
But almost this like, what is the word for it? It's like, I don't know. There's something nice about being naive and being in your 20s. Like, if you're in your 20s, take advantage, like take every risk, fail a million times, get messy with it. Just like, the older you get, it gets harder to do that, or you have to like practice ways to stay that like removed from societal thoughts, you know?
I completely agree. I remember being in my early 20s and just like starting my blog and my brand, and I just had no fears. I had no thought of this isn't going to work out, because I also didn't really care if it did or if it didn't. I was just like, I'm just doing what I love. Yeah. And if I have to like work at Lululemon on the side, like I don't care.
Yeah.
But now everything is so different. And so it's harder to like start those new things or invest the time into something if you don't know how it's going to turn out.
How it's going to turn out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's also like, I think once something works, like I've had creative ruts. I mean, I'm in one, you know, it's just never ending kind of. Mm-hmm. And I think the only way to get out is kind of through for me. Like, and so it's going to require, you know, like somebody I'm loving following right now, and she's one of my dear friends, so I feel like I should talk about it, but Amber Fillerup.
She's my favorite person.
She is the best. And I just think, you know, so watching someone who's succeeded time and time again, and then you're just watching her like change into these new eras and trying new things. And as like a creative person, it's just so cool to watch someone be open and like share that journey, because I'm very, I don't know if I would be so willing to share things I'm just trying out, you know?
Totally.
I feel like, I've got to be good at it first.
Yeah.
But that's kind of my own like hold up, right?
Exactly.
But like, it's so, I just think it's cool to watch somebody like do that.
It is. I know. I get so inspired by her, seeing her painting, which she's so good at.
Amazing.
At this point.
I know.
And like the recipes for the kids. And
yeah, I'm like, how do you have time to draw that? Amber,
no,
explain, because I can barely even
that's
like,
my, that's
cut
my
the
daily
up.
Thought. Literally, I'm like, how is she doing it? And just with all the kids, and she's got it figured
she's
out.
Got it figured
and
out.
She's so creative, and it's so cool.
Yeah.
And another Utah mama. Or I guess Arizona.
Yes, but I did meet her in Utah. So to me, she's Utah.
Yeah,
I claim her as my own. But, yeah.
So who are some other people that you are inspired by?
So many people. I mean, right now, as I've kind of shifted into this CEO role and like having to run a business, I'm kind of looking at different inspiration than I've ever really, you know, usually I've been leaning just heavily into creative, but now I'm kind of like, oh, who are, you know, leaders and thought leaders and people that are able to run a business well, because I think I have never this, I mean, I hate saying this. I've never been like an employee of somebody. I've always worked for myself. Started doing photography when I was 16. So it was like I started my own little career.
So cool.
I mean, I had clients and they were like bosses, I guess. And so leading a team and knowing how to, you know, make people feel like they're seen and feeling great about their job is something I've never really had to do or felt the other side of. So anyway, that's a new journey. And so I'm looking at a lot of different, I think there are so many amazing CEOs out there that are really cool. Mm-hmm. But also as like a woman, I think, you know, we're now such leaders in just the creative space.
Mm-hmm.
And so bringing other women up and making them feel like seen and supported is really important for me as well.
But, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's so true. You're kind of, well, you're always going to be in the creative, but also CEO life is like this whole other avenue to get inspiration from.
Yeah.
That's
it's definitely
so cool.
A shift.
Yeah,
and I'm like, okay, I gotta dive in, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Which is fun. It's fun, new challenge, but I don't know. I'm not quite, I don't feel like I've arrived.
Yeah. Well, it's an ever expanding journey, that whole, all of it.
Yeah. You know, you have, I mean,
I do know.
Yeah,
I mean,
you know
to some degree, I do. So the Forbes article that came out about you guys recently about your app and the literal millions of people who use it every month, that was so cool. And I feel that a huge milestone moment for you?
It was. It really was. We've been always kind of like, not under the radar, but I think a lot of, you know, when we would go to meetings or like talk to other companies, it'd be like a bunch of men in suits and they'd be like, cute, you have an app and you're an influencer. Cute, super cute. And regardless of, you know, then we would start saying, you know, our numbers and how we're competing in the space. And then people would be like, oh, okay, I'll maybe take a listen, you know? So it just really kind of hit us that like, we are ready to not just be like, you know, a side note, but also a place for everyone to come and feel inspired and like really actually be a company that is going to grow and be here for a while and compete with all these other companies.
Yeah.
So that was really exciting. And also just, you know, I think when we came into the space, all the other apps were built by a bunch of dudes that were just like really into tech and really into like tools. And, you know, we wanted to make an app that was kind of had this female flair because one, I feel like, you know, the gals are running the show.
Totally.
And so I wanted something that spoke to, you know, that group of people. And then also just that felt as fun as the act of creating. I think every other app was very serious. We wanted it to be like fun and exciting and have color and be, you know, just a little bit different and have like a brand and an identity behind it. So kind of being recognized for that was really cool.
Yeah, that's so cool. I know the color, like all of it, is very feminine, which I love. Like there's the pops of red and like, everything about it is amazing.
Oh, thank you. And just even like when you save, like we say like funny little things. And
yeah, that's
it's not just like, and the way we name our filters, we've always kind of really put like branding and name behind them rather than just like, 01, 02, you know? So it's been fun. And I feel like, you know, we're kind of really excited about things we're working on next year. We're doing a lot of really cool collaborations with brands and creators and specific people and highlighting like their creativity and bringing it into that. So good stuff to come on
that. I can't wait to see. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you should be so proud because all of it is incredible.
I mean, back at you. Thank you for having me on here.
Of course,
this is so fun.
Of course.
I'm inspired by you all the time.
Same. I'm going to ask you a couple of the rapid fires that I ask everyone who comes on.
Okay. I'm nervous.
Sun, moon, and rising.
Okay, wait. We just
talked about, so I can tell you what it is. Okay. Well, you're an Aries with a Leo rising and a Taurus moon.
That's right. Yeah.
And I was saying to Tezza before we started, of course you're a Taurus moon because like your home is stunning. Like you're all about luxury and aesthetic and all the beautiful things. Very Taurus.
What can
and
I
Taurus
say?
And Taurus is they love know. For it's their just home space to be like. But then Leo rising is like why you're so confident and extroverted. And of course, same with the Aries. Mm-hmm. Aries is passionate, fire.
Yes. Mm-hmm. A lot of fire.
Yes. You and your husband both.
And my daughter.
Oh my God. Wait. What? She's
a Sagittarius.
Oh yeah. Just like Atticus.
That's why they have their huggers.
Like the first day of Sag and he's the last day of Sag.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Closing that window. We love it.
I know. I was like, I have to, he has to be a Sag. And he was
when was he born?
December 21st.
Okay. Oh, wow. So
he's the last 3 hours of Sagittarius season. Okay. Wow. Isn't that crazy?
Love it.
Yeah. He had to be a Sag. Do you know your human design?
No.
We'll have to look it up.
I know. I've looked it up before, but I can never remember. I tell you, I'm so bad at this.
Yeah, no.
Stuff.
I'd be so curious. I wonder.
What would you guess?
I think you would be a manifesting generator or a manifester, if I had to guess.
Is one called a...
Generator? Are you a reflector?
No.
Projector?
Not. No.
Okay, those are the five. We'll have to look it up.
So I think I'm a manifesting generator.
I think you nailed it. Yeah. I think you are. I mean, you give
me... There's the other test where it's like I'm a... Oh my gosh. See, my brain doesn't work.
Is that
today.
Like the Enneagram or there's...
It's like I'm the entertainer. That's not the word.
Oh, right. There's What is that test called?
It's a different one. I don't know.
Shelby, do you know? The Enneagram? Uh-huh. But then, no, there's one I know what you mean with, like, the entertainer
word? It's like the...
Myers-Briggs. Oh, the Myers-Briggs?
Guys, I don't know.
Yeah, it's something.
My friends always say to me, take this test. I'm like, sure.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, that's what I am, but I forget about it.
Yeah, there's a bunch of cool... I could see you being the entertainer.
But I got to do the human design because everyone always references that one.
Yeah.
So. Okay, I'm going to do it again just to make sure.
I can't wait. You got to tell me what it is.
Okay.
Who are your mentors?
I would say my biggest mentor is probably... my mom, and she's just, I've watched her build a business from the ground up. So it just, even without her having to tell me, I watched her and I still watch her. She's just like a fire. She's a Leo. So,
oh my God. All
she's
the fire.
Fire.
Yes.
Fire. My sister was an Aries. My brother's an Aries. It's a lot of fire.
Oh my God.
You.
That's wild.
I don't know. I actually like really am looking for a new mentor in my life. I don't. No, I don't even know where to start or how to find somebody that I feel like I can lean on or be connected to like that. But if you have any suggestions for me,
I'm
going to
think about it. Yeah, definitely. I love that. Well, yeah, your mom sounds amazing. And I've seen her in your photo. Oh, she's beautiful. You look so much like her.
Oh, you think?
I think so.
As I've gotten older, I do for sure. But as I was younger, everyone was like my dad. But you know, same with Coco. I'm like, I see me in there somewhere. I'm coming.
Yeah, I think she looks like you. Well, she looks like a cross for sure.
Yeah.
But I see you for sure.
Okay. I like it. I'll take it.
Yeah. Atticus, when he was first born, he was identical to my husband.
I feel like that's what everybody said. Yeah.
Yeah. And then now, literally identical to me. Like, we're twins. And I don't know if it's just me who thinks that. I mean, I know it's not just me, but like I think it the most.
Yeah.
But he looks just like
me. But you're like seeing yourself in your kids. So
I am. Huh? Yeah. Sometimes I look at him and I'm like, That's literally my face when I was a baby, when I was a kid.
It's and like crazy. The expressions in them. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just wild. Yeah.
I know. It's so crazy.
It's fun.
Yes. If you could be in a room with three people, living or dead, who would they be?
Annie Leibovitz. I'm like, she was, I remember I wrote in my journal in photo school. I was like, I'm going to be like her one day. And I like signed it. I feel like I like cut myself and like blood said it. Not really, but it felt like that in my brain. I love her work. She's been a big inspiration. Stevie Nicks, also a big inspiration on the music front. And I think like this is a double whammy, but the White Stripes.
Ooh.
Like I would love, because, and they'd need to be playing me a song if they were in the room as well. But it's like, you know, I love Jack White, great, but like the White Stripes. I don't know if they're ever going to be together again, so that would be a fun combo.
That's such a good one.
I don't know. Those are so random. That's just what came to mind.
No, those are good. Well, that's the musician in you coming out.
Yes.
I think it'd be so cool if you did, like, release a song or, like, I don't know, in some way got back into music.
We'll bring it back. I feel like, you know, during the beginning, like, right before COVID happened, we were going to kind of bring it back.
Uh-huh.
But then COVID.
So, yeah, maybe now. So. You give me Daisy Jones vibes.
Oh, gosh. Keep it coming. I'll take it. Thank you.
But she's I really like even your personality. Like it's Daisy Jones. I mean, I don't know if you watched the show.
I did.
Like,
I loved
you're
it.
You're a grounded version of Daisy Jones. She's a little unhinged.
I wish I was more unhinged
the best
like
about her. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I feel that. I feel that. Yeah. No, we'll see.
It
might
so
come
cool.
back. I feel like music was kind of the first. Well, music in general, it's so cool because it brings so many people together over, you know, this one piece of content, like a song that, you know, no one can be like or think about it the same, but they all like love this one song.
And exactly.
That's kind of how I started my creative journey, even with like fashion and photos. So it all kind of bleeds into the same.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I mean, I can imagine.
Yeah.
And where can everyone find you?
I'm like, what's my name? my Instagram is Tezza.Barton, B-A-R-T-O-N. And you can find our products on shoptezza.com. And if you want to download the app, just type in Tezza to the app store.
Best app ever.
We love it. And if there's something you guys want, let me know. I'm here. I'm here for the girls and
totally.
The guys. Don't worry.
I know. We got to come up with some fun requests.
Yeah, please. I would love it.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. This was so fun. I could talk to you forever.
Same. I'm like, didn't we just start?
I know. So, and you're welcome back on anytime.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. I'm so happy that you're here. Come say hi on Instagram at The Balance Blonde and tell me what your favorite part of this episode was. Subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts and send me a screenshot of your rating and review for a free Soul on Fire yoga ebook. See you next Wednesday. Love you guys.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.